This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
G'day. Good to spend time with God together with you each day. Nothing's more important for you in your life, and it's valuable for me too, these times together with the Lord. And really, when we share with other Christians in our time with God, it's really nice, isn't it? It's a very special, meaningful time to sit down together with someone and open up the Bible and say, what does the Lord say to you through this? And to learn from each other and then to interact with the Lord together. So it's like the two or three of you sitting there with the Lord, talking to Him, listening to Him. Fantastic. Well, we're taking time with God and looking at Jesus' words in the Sermon on the Mount. Challenging words. He's going through one after another of these Old Testament passages and challenging us with the attitude God is looking for in our lives, really changing the way we think about life. And today's no different. He says in Matthew chapter 6, verses 1 to 4, "Beware of practicing your righteousness before men to be noticed by them. Otherwise, you have no reward with your Father who is in heaven. So when you give to the poor, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be honored by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But when you give to the poor, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving will be in secret. And your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you." What a beautiful passage. Again, when we do things that involve self-sacrifice for the sake of others, we want people to know about it, don't we? We want to be honored for our self-sacrifice, and we want to be respected for that. What a good person he is, what a good person she is. And the Lord says to us, no, you need to, in your life, do some things for God that only He and you will know about. It's hard for us to follow Jesus' teaching in this passage. Our desire to be respected and looked up to and validated in our spiritual life is so strong. We want people to think well of us. But God wants to know that you will do things for Him when no one else knows about them. That your obedience and service are not just to get kudos from other people, but are out of pure love for Him. What about today? Is there something you could sacrifice for God today? Some way you could help someone else, or even give some money to something today that no one will know about except you and God? Try it. See what joy there is in it. You think about it with other people in your life. Isn't it extra special in your relationship with them? Doesn't it draw you much closer to them when you do some things that's just you and them? Yeah. Well, do some things for God that only you and He will know about it. And do you notice what it says? When you give in secret, your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And you'll be so blessed. God will draw close to you. He'll bless you in your life for your love for Him and no one else. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.